哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。靠着圣灵的帮助，我们继续来分享学习但以理书的信息。好，我们继续但以理书的第三章。在上一回我们看到撒旦的控告。
In the previous session, we saw the accusation of Satan.
撒旦为什么控告神的这个三位忠心的信徒呢？
Why did Satan accuse these three faithful servants of God?
因为他们不跪拜那个巴比伦王所造的偶像。
For they do not bow and worship the idol made by the king of Babylon.
那关于控告，传道已经讲了很多控告的见证跟实在的例子。
On the topic of accusation, the preacher has already shared on the true testimonies about how Satan accused.
那最新的、最近的就是传道人被控告。
The latest accusation was also where the preacher was recently been accused.
这个控告说这位传道人是属世界的，不属真神的。
And that accusation was that this preacher was worldly and he did not belong to God.
这种控告是非常严厉的。
That is a very severe accusation.
是非常严重的。
It's a very serious matter.
那么第二个控告就是这个传道他正在改变教会的信仰。
And the second accusation being that this preacher was changing the faith of the church.
这是更加严厉、更加可怕的控告。
That was an even more serious accusation.
因为他是属世界的，最多他是个人跌倒。
If an individual is a very worldly, it will only lead to his own downfall.
可是如果是说他讲道理是正在改变教会的信仰，那是关乎到灵魂得救了。关乎到生命的问题、灵魂的问题了。
But if he was allegedly preaching the gospel or the faith that is different from the church, and that is related to the salvation of the whole member.
但是撒旦的控告还不够，还没有停止。
That accusation of Satan did not stop there.
他继续的控第三个控告。
Satan continued with the third accusation.
他说如果你们听这位传道人讲道理，你们就不能够得救。
He said that if you continue to listen to his sermons, you will not be saved.
这是不是很可怕的控告？
Isn't that such a serious accusation?
如果控告多了，
if the accusations have been a lot,
那信徒负责人 也累了，
and the members together with the persons in charge of the church,
自然而然对这个传道人就有一些成见了，因为控告多了，常常有控告。
And gradually, the members will have a certain kind of prejudice against this preacher.
我跟你讲，肯定会影响这个你对这位传道人的印象的。肯定会影响。
I can tell you surely because it will affect your impression towards this certain preacher.
我们也说过，控告在希伯来文里面的意思是什么？
We also talked about the actual meaning of this word accusation in Hebrew.
控告希伯来文原文是撕开，把你撕开。
In the original text in Hebrew, the word accusation means tearing you apart.
然后逐一的吞噬，一块肉一块肉的，逐块肉的把你吞噬掉，吞掉。
And then devouring you piece by piece.
控告原来在希伯来文是这么残忍、这么凶恶、这么毒辣的。
The word accusation in Hebrew turns out to be so terrifying and hideous.
所以你看，这个撒旦对这个传道的控告，一个、两个、三个，一直来这样，他没有停的。
And therefore, we can see that the accusation of Satan against the preacher comes one after another.
如果这两三个理由这两三个控告不能，还有第四个、第五个、第六个跟着来。
If the first and the second attempt did not succeed, the fourth and the fifth will continue.
是不是活生生的把你跟教会这个传道人跟教会的关系撕开呢？是不是呢
？Can't you see that this is how Satan is also trying to tear you apart piece by piece?
是不是这传道人本来你对这传道很有尊敬的，很支持的，是不是？从此开始，已经开始，我跟你之间撕开呢？你跟我之间的感情撕开呢？
Don't you notice that your impression about this certain preacher becomes more and more distanced, and it is as though you have been torn apart as well?
你不要只说控告啦，不要理他，他是把我们之间撕开啊。
Don't think that it's just an allegation. There's nothing important about it. It is trying to tear apart.
把传道跟教会撕开来啊！传道跟这个教会已经撕开了，撕裂了。
To tear apart the relationship between the preacher and the church.
传道跟这些同工们、跟这些长子们的关系撕开了。
That the bond between the co-workers and the preachers have been torn apart.
你不要只是看到控告而已啊！他控告不要理他。
Don't just reckon that this is a very unimportant allegation.
然后撕开后就逐一的吞噬，逐块肉逐块肉的吞噬。
When this has been torn apart, the devil will devour piece by piece.
这是我们上个星期从十二节三章十二节看到的撒旦的控告。
This was the message that we can see from chapter 3, verse 12 last week about the accusation of Satan.
我们今天继续看13节到15节。
We continue today on verse 13 to verse 15.
我们同样的再看到撒旦的工作。
Again, we can see the work of Satan.
在13节到15节这一段，我们看到撒旦在做什么呢？
From verse 13 to verse 15, what do we see?
我这个给这里，我看到这个很严重的事情。
I see something very severe.
撒旦给我们恩典啊。
That Satan is giving us blessings.
哎，传道，你有讲错吗？
Preacher, did you say it wrongly?
神只会给我们恩典，撒旦哪有可能会给我们恩典啊？
Only God would bless. How would Satan bless us?
我先问你，什么叫做恩典？
Let me ask you what.
恩典就是说，本来你要死的，但是我现在不处死你，让你活下来。
How do you define?
让给你机会哦，让你活下来。
Grace and a blessing, that's when you are supposed to die, but you have been given a second chance to live on.
本来你要是要受审判的。
You are supposed to be subjected to judgment.
但我现在不审判你，我给你机会，给你恩典。
But I'm relieving you of your judgment, and I'm giving you a second chance.
那请问这个是不是恩典呢？
Can I call this a form of grace?
所以神，除了神会给我们恩典。
Therefore, apart from God giving us,
我们在但以理书第三章看到撒旦也会给我们恩典啊！你听好了呀。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, you can also see Satan is giving us blessings.
他给什么恩典呢？
What kind of blessings are these?
看，请读十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 to verse 15. Verse 13, in the name of Jesus, I read. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Verse 15. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?
好，这里我们看到三位信心的勇士进入到第二个撒旦的试探。
Here we can see the three faithful warriors of God have entered into the second temptation.
第一个试探，他们三位勇士哈已经得胜了，不溃败偶像，已经胜过这个试探。
These three faithful warriors have already passed their first temptation of Satan by not bowing down to worship.
那到十三节的时候，撒旦进入到第二次的对他们的试探，第二次。
But in verse 13, Satan led them into the second temptation.
这第二次试探就是给他们机会，撒旦给他们机会。
This second temptation is where Satan is giving them another chance.
原来撒旦给我们的机会，给我们的所谓的恩典，原来是一个更可怕的试探。更大的试探。
This second chance of Satan turned out to be another temptation, which is a more frightening one.
那十三节。
Verse 13.
这里说撒旦发怒了，当时尼布甲尼撒匆匆的大怒，撒旦又发怒了。
Nebuchadnezzar in rage and fury. This is also Satan in rage and fury.
我们从第一章开始就看到撒旦的。大愤怒了。
And in chapter 1 alone, we can already see the rage of Satan.
那到第二章又看到他大怒了。
And chapter 2, we also continue to see his rage.
到第三章的时候又看到他发怒了。
Chapter 3 again, we see his rage.
每一章都看到撒旦在发怒呀。
In every chapter, we see the rage of Satan.
而且一看到他发怒呢，他就是要杀人。
And every time he is enraged, he will be to kill.
第一章有没有看到他的发怒呢？
Do you see the rage of Satan in chapter
1? 你没有看到他发怒，圣经也没有说他发怒。
The Bible did not describe any rage.
但是他的官员啊，他的手下啊，他的尼布甲尼撒的手下说，我怕王杀我的头啊，请你们不要这样做啊。他发起脾气来很可怕，会杀人的，有没有？第一章有没有那他的仆人有没有讲这种话？
But didn't you see from chapter 1 regarding the governor or the official of the king saying that if the king was in anger or was enraged, then he would be killing us.
因为但以理他们不要吃王的宴席膳食啊。
Because Daniel did not want to dine with the food given to the king.
会杀头的，王会发怒的呀。
And then the official said that the king would be enraged by this.
每一章都看到撒旦会再发怒的啦。
Now every chapter we can see the rage of Satan.
而且每次发怒，他就是要杀人的呀。
And at every rage of Satan, people will be killed.
所以再一次的印证了，圣经为什么说巴比伦称为示拿地。
Which is why,
为什么要这样称呼？它有它的属灵教训、属灵用意的呀。
is again is testament towards why this land of Babylon is called the land of Shinar.
原来示拿地就是狮子吼叫的地方，狮子在吼叫呀。
Turns out the land of Shinar is the place where the lions roar.
所以十三节这头狮子又在吼叫了。
In chapter 3 verse 13, this lion is roaring again.
啊，那请注意哈，那个撒旦发怒的两个原因。
The two reasons why Satan was enraged.
十四节
verse 14,
就是说你不哈对这三位信心勇士说。你不侍奉我的神啊，他们不侍奉巴比伦神。
That you do not serve the gods of Babylon.
巴比伦神也就是尼布甲尼撒王的神。
The gods of Babylon are the gods of Nebuchadnezzar.
第二呢
？Second.
你不哦敬拜我所立的金像。
You do not worship the gold image which I have set up.
这两件事情让这个王很愤怒。
These two matters enraged the king.
你对我的神不尊重。
That you do not respect my gods.
然后你对我本人，我这个王，你也不尊重。
And you also do not honor me as your king.
无论对神，对我的神，还是对我本人，你们都没有尊重。
You don't respect my gods. You don't respect even me.
你们这样做是太过分了。
This that you are doing is too much.
那王说，你们这样做是不是故意的呢？
Are you doing this out of your intention?
请注意
哦，
侍奉巴比伦神是需要长时间的服侍，跪拜他，侍奉他要长时间，每天不断的这样来跪拜他，敬拜他，要长时间的跪拜。
The way to worship the Babylonian gods is to constantly or over a long period of time kneeling and serving the gods.
但是呢，跪拜这个所立的金像呢，只需要一两分钟而已，一点点的时间而已。
But for you to worship the gold image which the king set up is only about 2 minutes.
不是叫你每天都这样向这个这个金像来跪拜呀，不是呀。
I did not request you to have to pray to the golden image every day and night.
如果你侍奉我的神哦，就是每天要拜的咯，每天都要拜神的嘛，对不对？
But if you were to worship those Babylonian gods, you might have to worship day and night.
那个你做不到。
And you might not be able to do that.
因为长时间都要这样做，你做不到。
Because that's a requirement over the long
time. 但现在只是这一两分钟而已嘛，一点点时间你也做不到吗？
But this requirement now is only a few minutes.
像你这样拜一拜这样跪下来点点头，这么困难吗？
Can you just kneel down and pay tribute?
又不是叫你跪一整天在那边拜他。
I'm not asking you to worship it a full day.
我的要求不是很高啊。
My request is not too high.
我的要求只是那一点点一两分钟而已啊。
My request is very short, only 2 minutes.
你这样也做不到，那你这么不给脸我
，You are not even willing to fulfill that for me. You are not giving me face.
这样的不尊重我
，You don't respect me.
你们这种态度是故意的吗
？Your kind of attitude is that intentional.
那王讲的理由啊，头头是道呀。
Now we can see that the king had been reasonable.
那王的意思说，我认为你们不是故意的。
But the meaning of the king was that I reckon that you do. It is not out of your intention.
我现在给你们一个机会来救自己。
So I'm giving you a second chance to save yourselves.
给你们这个恩典，不至于死。
I'm giving you this grace so that you do not die.
那个音乐在响的时候，你再跪拜。
And at the sound of the symphony of the music, you shall worship again.
如果再不跪拜，那我就要把你丢到火窑里了。
If you do not bow down and worship, I shall cast you into the fiery furnace.
请问这个是不是撒旦在给你恩典？
So can I ask you, isn't this the second chance or the grace that Satan is giving?
而且王讲的撒旦讲的理由都是理由很充足的呀。
The reasons by Satan are very reasonable.
如果叫你侍奉我的神，也许你们为难你们呐、你们有困难呐、
Perhaps it will trouble you if I were to ask you to serve my Babylonian gods.
现在不是真的只是跪下来一下点点头这样而已，这样也做不到啊，一两分钟的事情做不到呀。
But right now I only require you to just fall down and worship for 2 minutes.
这样点点头跪一下，又继续侍奉你们的耶和华真神啊。
And you can pay tribute to my image, and you can continue serving your Lord God.
这样你也做不到呀。
You can't even do that.
我现在给你机会。
I'm giving you a second.
过去的就算了，重新开始。
Your past, I can forget.
音乐一响，你再跪拜。
By the sound of the music and the symphony, you shall fall down and worship.
所以这三位信心的勇士进入到撒旦的第二次试探，这个是第二次试探。
Therefore, these three warriors of faith have entered into the second temptation.
对世人来说，对人的角度来说，这样拜一拜哦，没什么，那是恩典呐、王不杀你，那是给你恩典，给你机会，不杀你是给你恩典、
From perspective of man, it is nothing. It is no big deal to just pay tribute to the image, and you are having a second chance.
可是对信仰来说。 站在真理神那边，在真理来说，在神那边来说，我们就是背叛神的了。
But on the principle of faith and the truth of God, you are now rebelling against.
不是那一两分钟的问题。
It is not about
两三分钟，不是一两分钟，或者两三年、三四年的，都不是时间的问题。
It's not about time and how many minutes or how many years that you do this.
你一向偶像溃败，你就背叛神了，你就放弃你的信仰了，你也放弃你真理的立场了，已经没有了，放弃了。
The moment you kneel down to pray to the idols, you have already forsaken your principle of faith.
就是在危难关头、生死关的时候，你放弃神了。你为了保存自己的生命，为了得到更多的好处，保存你的好处，你放弃了神。
That's at a point of life and death, and you have decided to preserve your benefits, and you have forsaken God.
所以在神来看，在信来看，你这样一放弃、一点头、一溃败，你就死亡，你的信仰、灵命就死亡了。
On the part of God and on the part of your faith, as soon as you do that, your spiritual life has come to death.
原来撒旦给你机会，给你恩典，那是要你死得更快呀、啊，使你离开神，离得更遥远呐、啊。
And turned out that this second chance or this grace given by Satan is for you to die even sooner.
所以对人来讲，他真的是给你恩典的，他不杀你呀、啊，给你机会呀、啊，在人来看真的是这样的。
But on the part of man, people see this as a second chance and opportunity from the king.
可是在神来看，在真理来看，在信来看，这个是死亡啊，这是绝对死亡的事，会让我们的灵魂死亡的呀。
From the side of God, and this is also the second chance that you will be tempted. If you fail, then it will lead you to death.
所以我们看事情哦，你是要从人的角度来看，还是要站在神的角度来看？
As we view any matter, we have to decide on whether we view from the perspective of man or from God.
你是站在人那边来解释，人的角度解释啊，没关系的，一下子罢了。我们对神还是很忠心的，我们是做给他看罢了。你是站在人的角度在解释这件事。
As you are trying to explain and justify from the perspective of man.
因为真的有信徒跟我辩论啊。我们的心还是向神的吗？我们做给他看罢了吗？其实我的心是假的，我假假拜他的。我的心是对神的，那做给他看罢了。你这样讲就是站在人的角度解释这件事。
Surely there are a lot of members who have tried to justify or debate with me that I'm only doing this to put on a show, but my heart is not with them, but my heart is with God.
你的心没有站在神的角度看这件事，没有站在真理的立场来看这件事。
But the fact that you are doing that is because your heart did not view this matter from the perspective of God. You're only doing it from the perspective of man.
你忘记了吗
？Have you forgotten？
魔鬼叫耶稣做什么
？What did Satan? What did the devil?
你拜我，拜我一下子而已。
Jesus to do
是吗？
我
又不是叫你拜一整天，拜一整年又不是。
Satan did not.
就是一刹那罢了，你推拜天世界的万国荣耀全部给你，有没有？
The devil did not ask Jesus to worship or to kneel down forever, but only for that moment. Then the devil will give Jesus all the splendor.
那主耶稣能不能够说啊，好了，反正我就是骗他的，我的身体哦，动作假装这样拜一拜，但是我的心是对真神的，是对父神的。主耶稣能不能够这样做？主耶稣能不能够这样解释？你自己讲讲看。
Could Jesus then kneel down to worship the devil for only for the moment and say that my heart is with God, it's not with the devil. I'm only doing this to put on a show.
如果主耶稣这样做，就不用救我们了，他也没有资格再救我们了，不用救了。
If the Lord Jesus
他自己都救不了他自己了。
Had done that, then he wouldn't be able to constitute salvation for us.
那为什么主耶稣都做了榜样给我们看？这个不是一两分钟的事，不是点一点头的事。那你为什么今天这样的解释呀？
And this is now that even Jesus did not even do that, and it is not about a matter about that few minutes of nodding your head or paying tribute.
所以第一次试探你胜过了，但是你在第二次试探的时候你跌倒了，跌得很重啊，跌得很惨啊。
Although you have passed your first temptation, and now you have come to the second temptation, if you were to fail, it would be a terrible death.
这是十三节到十五节这一段哦，撒旦给我们机会，撒旦给你恩典。
Now from verse 13 to verse 15 is how Satan is giving you a second chance, a grace.
这原来就是撒旦的第二次试探，对你的试探。
And even this form of so-called grace is a temptation by Satan for the second time.
八到十二节是撒旦的控告。
From verse 8 to verse 12 is an accusation of Satan.
哦，十三到十五节是撒旦的啊试探，第二次试探。
And 13 to verse 15 is a second temptation from Satan.
然后我们看哈第三段，撒旦的狂傲。
We look at a third passage about the arrogance of Satan.
15节下半段。
Verse 15, second portion.
撒旦怎么样狂傲呢？
What is the arrogance of Satan?
你看他讲的话。
Look at the words spoken by Satan.
把你们立时扔在烈火的窑中，有何神能救你们脱离我的手呢？撒旦在讲这种狂傲的话。
That you have been, you have now been cast into the furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you from my
hand? 有什么神能够救你们脱离我的手呀？
Who is this God, and what gods are there to save you from my hand?
当尼布甲尼撒王这样讲的时候，他就把自己当成神了。
If King, when King Nebuchadnezzar spoke these words, he was reckoning himself as God.
而且他是神中神啊，神中里面的大神啊。
And he was reckoning himself as the God of all gods.
因为连其他的神哦，也救不了你们啊，救不了他们啊。
Because even,
就不能够从我手上救你们，其他的神都不能。那等于说我大过其他的神哦，我厉害过其他的神哦。
Because there shall be no other gods who are able to deliver you from my hands.
他已经把自己当成神。
He already recognized himself as God.
而且是神中神。
He recognized himself as the God of gods.
我们再次印证撒旦的骄傲。
Now we can see the arrogance of Satan.
那以前的亚述国、亚述帝国那个西拿基利王也曾经讲过这句话。
And in the past, this dynasty of Assyria had also, the king has also spoken such words.
我们要不要看一下？还是不用了，时间关系。那是记在《列王记下》十八章。
That's recorded in Second Kings chapter 18.
33-35节。
Verse 33-35.
那是另外一个帝国啊，那个叫做亚述帝国。
And there's another kingdom which is called the dynasty of Assyria.
那时巴比伦都还没有起来。
The kingdom of Assyria before.
他掌控当时的世界啊。
Before the kingdom of Babylon.
你看每一个帝国时代的王啊，都里面都从。都有撒旦的灵在他们里面的。
In every timeline of the history of mankind, in every kingdom, it has the spirit of the Satan.
当一个人被撒旦控制的时候，他会非常的骄傲，把自己当成自己是神，甚至比神更厉害的神。
When one's heart has been under the dominion of Satan, he will be full of arrogance and he will recognize himself as God.
这一段十五节下半段，我要见证的就是撒旦的狂傲。
In this second letter portion of verse 15, what I'm trying to testify to you is
arrogance. 这种狂傲对真耶稣教会来讲，对神的儿女来夸耀，来夸奖，夸骄傲。
It's the arrogance and the pridefulness or the boastfulness of Satan to us.
有一位信徒啊，做一个梦。
There was a member who had this dream.
他梦到他去传福音的时候呢，被魔鬼追赶。
And in his dream, he saw that the devil was chasing after him during when he was preaching the gospel.
看到好魔鬼哦。在那个地方，在那个村那边这样涌出来，跑出来，他吓到赶快跑啊！转头就赶快跑。
The devil emerged out of the village, and he saw he was afraid, and he was running away.
在跑当中呢，他跌倒了，那好跌在马路上了，在路上了。
As he was running, he fell down on the road.
他就跌在路上的时候，就赶快祷告，主耶稣啊，救我！主耶稣啊，救我！一直呼叫主耶稣救他。
As he tripped and fell on the road, and he immediately prayed that, "Oh Lord Jesus, please save me."
这时撒旦就站在他的面前。
Now Satan stood before him.
然后在他面前很骄傲、很狂傲，这样狂笑，大声的笑他。
Now the Satan was full of pride and arrogance, and he was laughing.
你知道撒旦讲什么吗
？What did Satan say?
撒旦说：“你祷告也没有用的。”
Satan said to him that your prayer would be useless.
现在是邪恶当道的时候。
Now is the time where the darkness, where evil reigns.
他这句话有一半对，一半是假的，一半是真的。
And his words are partially true, partially wrong.
他说：“现在是邪恶当道，那个是真实的。”现在是罪恶的世界，都是魔鬼控制的世界，都是邪恶当道，没有错。
It is true that we are now living in a time where evil reigns or dominates.
但它的假在哪里呢
？Where was the wrong part?
它的假有两个地方。
There are two areas which are wrong.
第一个假说你祷告没有用的，这句话是假的。
That your prayer is useless, that is wrong.
祷告真的没有用吗
？Is your prayer useless?
祷告会没有用吗
？Can your prayer be useless?
就是怕你不祷告啊，才没有用啊。
It is only when you don't pray, then that will be useless.
你祷告肯定有用的。
As soon as you pray, it will be useful.
可是撒旦说你祷告也没有用的。
But Satan said that your prayer will be useless.
这句话我们在生活上会听到的，在教会里面也会听到的，你会访问的时候也会听到的。
Isn't that something that you always hear commonly during your visitation?
这句话在传道的耳朵听眼听到的好几次了，在访问当中，在教会里面。
I've heard this personally from many members whom I've visited, and they said it is useless.
原来这些都是撒旦讲的话，不是你讲的，是撒旦在你里面讲的话。
And all these are the words spoken by Satan within you.
你当然不是撒旦，但是你讲撒旦讲的话。You
are not Satan, but you are speaking the words of Satan.
你还是神的儿女吗？
Are you still the children of God?
你祷告没有用，那你还要不要祷告呢？那教会还要不要祷告呢？弟兄姐妹还要不要祷告呢？遇到患难要不要祷告呢？遇到病痛要不要祷告呢？ 在吃饭的时候要不要祷告感谢呢？ 祷告没有用啊。
You claim that prayer is useless, and should the church continue to pray in everything that we do?
我们都在讲撒旦的话，知道吗？
Aren't we all speaking the words of Satan?
然后他说，这是邪恶当道的时候。
And he said that this is a time where evil reigns.
没有错，现在正是撒旦当道、邪恶当道的时候，没有错。
It is true that this is a time where evil dominates.
但是邪恶当道的时候，难道神就不处理吗？ 神就不可以干涉吗？ 神就不可以动工吗？
But even under the...
也可以啊。
Under the dominion of evil and Satan, wouldn't God be able to intervene? He can.
所以请注意，你要分辨清楚。
Therefore, you have to differentiate.
撒旦讲的话一般有是真是假，是真是假。
Between the half truths and half lies of Satan.
他说现在是邪恶当道是没有错的，这个你不用去怀疑的。
It is true that it is the time where evil reigns.
可是邪恶当道，难道真神不动工，圣灵不工作吗？ 圣灵不拯救吗？
But even under the time of the dominion of evil, wouldn't the Holy Spirit work?
从圣经、从新约到真教会，多少邪恶当道的时候，圣灵动工；使徒行传，我们看了多少撒旦在攻击教会，圣灵大做工。
We have studied actually apostles in the New Testament where the work of the devil was great, and we also see the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我要讲的重点在哪里？
What am I trying to stress to you?
这个撒旦对这个信徒讲狂傲的话。
That this Satan is speaking words of arrogance to his member.
你祷告没有用的，真的是我当王当道的时候。
That your prayer is useless, it is the time of my kingdom.
这不是狂傲的话吗？
Isn't that words of arrogance?
好，我们继续看下去第四段。
Continue to look at the fourth passage.
第四段是16节到18节。
From verse 16 to verse 18.
这个就是得胜撒旦的方法。
That is the method to overcome Satan.
我们在这里看到，这三位信心的勇士得胜撒旦。
We can see how these three warriors, faithful warriors of God, overcome the temptation of Satan. And also overcoming the threat of Satan.
就是诊断就是胜过撒旦，得胜撒旦就是了。
This entire testament is to overcome and...
问题是他们是用什么方法，用什么来胜过这个撒旦呢？
But the question is, how did they gain victory over Satan?
请读16节到18节。
Verse 16 to verse 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Verse 17. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Verse 18, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
Hallelujah! 感谢神给我们这么美好的信仰见证。
Hallelujah! We praise God for this beautiful testimony of faith.
这三位信心的勇士是今天所有神儿女要时刻谨记的，时时刻刻来学习的对象。
Now these three faithful warriors of faith is also the exemplary model for us to emulate.
不是像一些信徒说，我们假装拜一下罢了吗？做给他看而已吗？ 可是我的心是对神的，你看人家讲什么话。
Don't be like any Christians that say that I'm only doing this to put on a show for people to see. My heart is still with God.
原来胜过撒旦的方法就是用信心。
And therefore, to overcome Satan is by faith.
用对神的信心来胜过撒旦。
Is by having your faith towards God to overcome Satan.
这种是信心，是绝对对神绝对的相信，坚定的相信真神。 绝对坚定的，非常坚定的相信真神。
This form of faith is your steadfastness and your firm and absolute belief in God.
这种信心，这种对神坚定的信心，能够胜过撒旦的试探，能够胜过撒旦一切的攻击。
Your absolute faith in God will be able to gain victory over all kinds of attacks from Satan.
所以圣经勉励我们，向我们做见证说，这种信心能够胜过世界。
The Bible testifies to us that it is with this kind of faith that we are able to overcome the world.
胜过世界是个很了不起的事情，在信仰上是个很荣耀的事情。
If one is able to overcome the world, and it is something most glorifying.
你知道为什么传道这样讲？
Why am I saying
this? 因为多少信徒、多少传道长子。 甚至人连死在世界上失败在这个世界上，你知道吗？
Look at how many members and how many leaders of the church, preachers and ministers have fallen and have died in this world.
甚至古圣徒圣经中的一些人物也失败在世界上，也死在世界上呀。
That also includes the ancient saints of the church of the Bible who have also failed and died in this world.
但是我们能够胜过世界，那还不是那不是件很了不起的事吗？不是件很荣耀神的事情吗？
Now, if you are able to overcome this world, wouldn't that be something most glorifying?
那讲这么多，要怎么样胜过世界呀？
But I've spoken so much. How do we overcome the world?
看圣经给我们的见证。
Let's look at how the Bible testifies to us.
请看约翰一书的第五章。
Return to 1 John chapter 5.
四节到五节。
Verse 4 to verse 5.
约翰一书五章四节到五节。
First John chapter 5, verse 4 to verse 5.
是。
Verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
这里很清楚地向我们做见证。
Here testifies to us very clearly.
凡从真神生的，从神生的，他就能够胜过世界。
Whoever is born of God will be able to overcome the world.
那我们胜过世界的是什么呢？
What do we overcome the world with?
是我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
That is our faith.
这个信心就是但以理书三章的那边讲的对神坚定的信心。
This faith refers to the book of Daniel chapter 3, that absolute faith towards God.
这个胜过世界的到底是谁这么厉害呢？
Who are we to overcome this world?
原来他们不是什么天使，不是什么伟大人物，都不是。
They are not those who are, who are angels or who are any heroes.
原来他们不过是那些信耶稣是神儿子的人，信耶稣的人。
These are only the people who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the believers.
那就是我们信徒，就是我们平凡的信徒呀。
It is us, these ordinary members.
我们信主耶稣是真神，是神的独一的。是独一的真神啊。
That we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the true, as the only true God.
这种信耶稣是神哦，这种信心啊。胜过就让我们可以胜过世界。
This kind of faith in believing in Jesus as God will overcome the world.
这是圣经给我们的启示，圣经给我们的答案。
That is a revelation from the Bible.
也是圣经给我们的方法，怎样胜过世界，怎样胜过撒旦，就是信心，对神的信心。
It is also the answer and the methodology with which we are able to overcome.
所以我们常常怀疑神，这个也怀疑神，那个也怀疑神，一点点事就怀疑神。你怎么样能够胜过世界呀？
We are often so skeptical and we doubt about God. We are suspectful. We are suspicious. How are we to overcome?
你怎样能够建立在信仰当中来建立对神的信心？你建立不起来呀。
If you continue,
常常怀疑呀。
To doubt and how are you able to build up your faith to overcome this world?
不要说遇到大试探啊，这种平时的生活的一些小事情啊，就已经对神失去信心了。
Not to mention any grand scheme of temptation, you are already unable to overcome this small little test in your life.
好，我们来看这，看回但以理书三章的十六节到十八节。
Return back to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16 to verse 18.
我们在这里看到他们有三种信心的表现，这里有三种信心的层次，三种不同信心的层次。
From here, we can see the three levels or different dimensions of faith.
看得到吗？
Can you see that?
第一个信心是什么？
What's the first level?
第一个信心是叫做不怕死的信心。
The first level of faith is one which does not fear death.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他说王啊，这个拜偶像这件事情哦，我们不必回答你。
He said, O king, I have no need to answer you on this matter.
我们也不需要向你解释啊。
We do not have to explain to you.
我们也不需要为这件事来跟你辩论啊，有这个啦，有那个啦，因为这个啦，因为那个，什么都不需要呀。
We are not here to debate with you and argue with you.
哎，这句话是什么意思，你知道吗？
What does that mean?
王，我们是不会听你的，也不会跟你多解释的，跟你多讲的，不会的。
O king, we are not here to hearken to you, and we will not explain to you further.
你要杀就杀。
Kill us if you want.
这个就是不怕死啊。
They have no fear of death.
不只是说不怕不只是说不怕得罪王，不是得罪王啊，是不怕死啊。
It's not about offending the king, but they have completely no fear of death.
所以第一个信心的表现，有这种对神建立的信心，他真的能够产生一种不怕死的信心出来。你要杀就杀，你要怎么样就怎么样，我都不会敬拜你的偶像。
The first manifestation of this absolute faith that they have is that they have no fear of death and they will let the king do whatever that he wants.
这个很清楚的反不赞成 王的意思，不赞成王的方法。你给我们的恩典，你给我们的什么，我们都不接受，我们都 都不接受。
It is a very clear objection from them towards the, against the king that whatever the king offers, they would not take.
这个就是对撒旦有清楚的态度。 请我再重复一次。 这个就是对撒旦有清楚的态度。
Allow me to repeat this to you, that this is how we have a very clear sense of attitude towards against Satan.
让魔鬼知道我们对神的心哦，我们对神的是非常坚定的。 要让魔鬼知道,
that the devil may know that our faith in God is absolute.
不要给魔鬼留地步, 又好像这样啦, 人家又好像那样啦, 又矮定瘦啦, 就可能吧, 又或者那种可能, 那种或者, 这些一点点地就有一个空间，有一个漏洞给魔鬼了, 不, 魔鬼就看到你不是很坚定啊, 诶, 你的信心原来不是很坚定的呀。
Our absolute faith is not one which says that it is okay, maybe it's okay, maybe I think it could be done that way. That is how Satan will see that your faith in God is wavering.
我们在信仰生活里面,
in our life of faith,
如果面对到恐吓, 面对到一种阻挡的时候,
in the face of persecution or any threats, you have to be very clear with your
stance
that I will surely worship my
true God. On
this matter, I will not negotiate or compromise.
啊,你的老板就知道, 你在这个事情上是很坚定的。
Then your employer will know that you are very firm and steadfast on that.
如果你又这样啊, 又那样啊, 又放软啊, 又这样来谈判啊, 又这样来说这个说那个啊, 你整个都会被他吞吃掉。
你一定胜不过他的。 Very soft-hearted and say that maybe I could do that or maybe I could do this, then you will be devoured eventually.
因为你的立场在不是很坚定啊, 有动摇的呀。
Because your stand is not firm and it is wavering.
但是你要有这种信心, 你要准备好, 你要付出哦, 不怕死哦。 你要准备好这个心哦, 就算被裁员, 被老板set掉, 你也要面对哦。 你准备好，要准备好这种心哦。
But now if you are to manifest this kind of faith, you have to be ready to be sacked or to be retrenched by your employer.
王啊，这件事我们不必回答。
Now, King, I do not have to answer you on this matter.
多硬是吗? 多清楚, 多坚定,
how clear and how tough are these words?
当然啦, 难道你跟魔鬼讲话软绵绵啊? 好像豆腐这样绵啊, 温柔的色啊?
Can you be so
今天岛上的道理温柔的事啊, 不是这里讲的啦。
Can you be so soft-hearted and soft like a tofu when you are talking to the devil?
Yeah, tofu. 对魔鬼讲话要硬的，跟你讲。 我们不用回答你的。
When you speak to Satan, you have to be really tough and hard.
我也不需要向魔鬼解释的，不需要的。
You don't have to explain yourself to Satan.
为什么我传道一直重复这一点？
Why am I repeating that?
因为在伊甸园啊，那个夏娃。 就是跟那个撒旦哦，有问有答呀，没有用坚定的心、很硬的话拒绝他、回答他，没有呀。That's
exactly what happened back in the days of the Garden of Eden, where Eve and the serpent were having a nice conversation.
你看夏娃跟撒旦讲话还有解释，向撒旦解释的，你知道吗？撒旦问他为什么这样，为什么不可以吃？哇，他还解释呢。喂，你需要向撒旦解释的咩？
Now Satan, through the serpent, was asking Eve, but why can't you eat this? And Eve was trying all her best to explain to the serpent.
第一个信心就叫做不怕死的信心。
The first kind of faith is one which does not fear death.
请大家注意一下啊。
Take note on that.
不需要解释这么多, 也不需要讲这么多, 就是很坚定的态度。
We have no need to explain further, and we just need a firm attitude.
第二个信心是什么?
What's the second?
第二种信心叫做相信神必会拯救我们的信心.
The second level is the faith that God would deliver us.
十七节.
Verse 17.
我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，我相信神会拯救我们.
The God that we serve is able to deliver us, and I believe that.
这个就是相信神会拯救的信心啊，神必拯救的信心.
That's the faith believing in God that He will definitely deliver us.
而且他这种神的拯救哦，有两种拯救，你看到吗？
There are two kinds of salvation in this matter.
哇，你注意读哦，有两种拯救，分两个阶段的拯救，时间点不一样。
Read closely, what are these two different levels of salvation?
第一种拯救,
the first level of salvation.
第一, 神能够将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，就是现在。 现在神会救我们，现在。
God is able to deliver us from burning fiery furnace now, right now.
把我丢到火窑里去，神现在就救我出来嘛，就是现当当场嘛，现场。现场会救我们。
That was during the time in the moment on the spot.
第二种拯救在哪里呢？
Where's the second type of deliverance?
他也必救我们脱离你的手。
That God will also deliver us from your hand.
这个是超时间的意义，超时间的信心。
That's a faith that transcends time.
相信神将来时间一到哦，以色列人会脱离这个巴比伦王的控制，巴比伦王的这种辖制。
That's the faith that says that when the time comes, the Israelites will be able to free themselves under the dominion of Babylon.
神会让他们回到祖国去，回到以色列国去。
And that God will allow them to be delivered back to their kingdom, Israel.
真的时间到的时候，七十年后，巴比伦灭亡嘛，那个波斯王起来哈，以色列人就得拯救了。以色神借着波斯国波斯王哈古列王。救他脱离巴比伦王的手啊！救他们脱离。
True enough, 70 years later, at the downfall of Babylon, at the rise of the Persian kingdom, the Israelites have been delivered.
我以前读这段圣经读不出来呢。
When I read this in the past, I did not realize that.
就是说啊，神会救我们，就是这样而已呢。
And I only thought that God would deliver us in the future.
就是真的，我们不断的读，不断的读，读了好几篇的时候，真的圣灵会感动。
But when you read the Bible again and again, the Holy Spirit.
这种信心是多么的大。
How great is that faith?
现在我不知道，不止神现在现场救我，也会将来救我们。
Not only will God deliver me here and now, He will also deliver us in the future.
以色列人真的是脱离巴比伦王的手，是真的。
And it is true that the Israelites have been delivered from the hands of the Babylon.
这个是什么呢？
What is that?
这个就是信心。
That is faith.
对神的信心。
That's faith in.
神一定会救我们，救我们这个信心。
And God will surely deliver us.
三十年不救，五十年不救，七十年就拯救就临到呀。
Maybe 30 years later, 50 years later, deliverance will come.
那有时不用说有时就是马上啊，现在就救我们脱离你的手啊，现在啊。
Sometimes it is not just in the future, but immediately.
所以这个拯救是有两种层次的，一个是马上的，现在拯救的，一种是将来的，有时间性的。
Therefore, this salvation can be described on two levels, the first being here and now immediately, and the second being in the future.
所以我们要相信这种信心 要相信神可以马上救我们，可以马上让我们的病好起来，神也可以经过一段时间来救我们，也可以的，知道吗？你要有这种相信啊。
You must have this kind of faith that a God can decide or have the sovereign power to heal us now, to cure us now, or in the future.
难道我们相信神拯救是要马上拯救才叫做拯救吗？多两天救你那就不叫做拯救吗？多一个礼拜才救你，难道那个就不是拯救吗？那个也是拯救呀。
Can we say that the deliverance that comes two days later or two weeks later is not deliverance? That is also a form of salvation.
可是我们常常就是马上的，现在祷告的就要拯救的。如果现在没有拯救呢？神没有救我，神没有拯救。哎，再等多几天不可以的咩？神可以再等多几天再救你的呀。
But what we tend to do is that we always demand instant results and we want it here and now. We cannot wait.
这是我们从十七节看的。我相信神必会拯救。
That's、
无论是现在还是将来
That's what we can see from verse 17 that I believe that God will surely deliver us whether now or in the future God will surely deliver
请问你的信心是不是这样
It's your faith
好第三种信心
The third level of faith
那是 更难的信心更难得的信心
It's even more precious
这个第三种信心是更难更难更加困难的
It's even more difficult to achieve
十八节
Verse 18
既或不然的信心
The faith of if not
这个是什么心情，知道吗
？What does that mean？
既或不然，就是说，如果神没有救我，就算神没有救我
，The faith of but if not, even if God did not save,
我们也不会跪拜你的偶像的。
Even if God did not save, I will not serve your gods.
我们也不会离开我们的神的。
I will not depart from my God.
我们也不会说这样就去怀疑我们的神的，不会的。
I will not doubt my God.
这是更难得的信心，更大的信心、啊、
That's even greater faith.
因为一般上信神会救我们，这个比较容易啦。
Sometimes it is easy to believe that God will deliver us.、
因为我们知道神就是充满，神就是大有能力的神嘛，他要救我们很简单的嘛，没问题的嘛。
We do know that God is Almighty and He can save us anytime.
难就是神不救我们。
But what is tough is when God does not save.
他可以救我们，但是他没有救我们，这个就是我们的难处。
God has the power to save us, but He may not want to save us.
嗯，我们就有很多怀疑，很多问为什么他可以救，他为什么他不救呀？他为什么这样对待我呀？
Then a lot of doubts start to rise in our heart, and why does God not save?
但是第二种信心告诉我们说，就算神不救，我们也不怀疑神，不会的。
But this third level of faith tells us that even if God does not save, I will not doubt.
也不会去埋怨我的神的，不会的。
I will not grumble and complain against God.
更不会说就这样放弃我的神，丢弃我的神，更加不会的。
Even less that I would forsake my God.
我不知道神为什么不马上拯救，我不知道。
I don't know. I really don't know why God does not save.
但我坚信神一定有他的旨意，有他更美的旨意，有跟他更美的那种计划，有更美的那个方法。有他的美意在里面。
But I firmly believe that God has His beautiful plan and even more beautiful than mine.
因为神做事情不需要向我解释呀。
And God does not have to explain His ways to me.
神他做什么事情也不需要向我报告啊。
God does not have to report.
对吗？我相信他一定有他的美意，他美好的意思在里面，一定有。
I believe that God has His very beautiful will.
神认为现在救不好，以后就更加好，或者甚至让我不救我，让我死掉更加好。
Whether God was to
save, 让我死掉了更加好。
Save me now or not to save me or even to let me die, it is fine.
我死掉了，我就得荣耀，得奖赏，神也得到荣耀呀。
As I die, I gain my reward, I gain glory, and God is glorified.
因为大家都看到，你看这个人对神的心呐、啊，这个人对神是多么的忠心，多么的坚定的心呐、啊。
Because everyone else,
那神得到荣耀呀。
Everyone else is able to witness that kind of firm and steadfast faith you have in God, and God is glorified.
啊，如果所以神有他的美意的啦。
Therefore, God has His beautiful will.
而且神不需要向我们解释的啦。
And God does not need to explain.
可是很可惜。
But it is very pitiful.
当神不救我们的时候。
When God does not save.
啊，好像神不救，好像神不救我们的时候。
As though when God does not save.
哦，我们就好像神要向我们解释，神要向我们报告，为什么你要向我解释，为什么不救我啊？为什么这样？为什么那样？好像神就要向你解释了，要向你报告了。
We behave as though we are demanding God to report to us, to tell us the reasons why He does not.
所以我们只有第一种信心，神会拯救。
And it appears that we only have the first level of faith that God would deliver.
但我们缺少了第二种更珍贵的信心，急或不然的信心。
But we lack the second type of faith where we call that the but if not faith.
原来第二种信心就是完全的信靠神。
And this kind of faith is where we have absolute faith in God.
就是完全的顺服神的信心，完全顺服神。你要我生我就生，你要我死我也顺服。
And we are completely submissive and subservient to God's decision whether we live or we die.
这种信心哦，圣经允许哦，必定能进入天国的。
And this kind of faith is where God has promised that we will definitely enter.
请注意哦，三种信心，这种信心是有三种表现哦。
Take note on these three manifestations.
第一，不怕死的信心。
Firstly, fear no death.
第二，相信神会拯救的信心。
Secondly, believing God would deliver.
第三的信心是叫做急或不然的信心。
The third one being, but if not.
这样的信心一定能进天国。
And this kind of faith will surely lead you to heaven.
肯定能进天国。
It will surely guarantee your
entrance. 这是圣经说的。
To heaven, and that's what
the Bible tells us. 但希伯来书三章十四节。
Return to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
若将起初确实的信，这个就是确实的信心啊，对神坚定的心就是很确实的信心啊。
That we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast.
若能够将这种确实的信心坚持到底，在耶稣里面有份，那就在天国里有份啊，在耶稣里面有你的份啊。
Steadfast to the end, and we will be able to have a part with the kingdom of God.
这个有份跟那个洗脚礼啊。与主有份那个份是一样的，那个原文的字是一样的有份，就是指天国有份。
This word become partakers of Christ is also the same word in the original text when we talk about the feet washing of Jesus Christ.
问题是我们有没有这种信心
？But the question is, do we have this kind of faith?
以前有啊。
In the past, you have.
但现在还有没有
？But do you still have?
所以说，将起初就是刚你起初对神那种单纯的心，这么相信的信心，
That's、
坚持到底。
That faith which you held on in the beginning, that very pure faith, you have to hold it steadfast to the end.
今天我们讲到这一段、哦、信心的勇士。
We talk about this faith of these warriors. Of
用信心来胜过撒旦。
With faith, we overcame Satan.
下一次我们就会谈到下个星期六四点半 我们就进入到火中游行了，在火里面游行了。
In the next session, we talk. In next Saturday, at 4:30 p.m., we shall enter into the fiery furnace.
那个是大神迹啊。
That is a grand miracle.